Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. And on this Tuesday morning, we're going to begin the series we began yesterday talking about Christmas is for real. Historical evidence for the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Oh, I am so thankful that the faith that we proclaim, the faith to which we witness, it is not some esoteric, up in the clouds, mystical faith based on secret mystical letters containing codes and cryptograms and so on that cannot be verified in real life situations. No, the faith which we proclaim was lived out openly, expressed in history, and can be verified by honest historical investigation and research. You know, there was one time Paul was preaching. He was actually a prisoner being taken to Rome, and he was making his defense before the Roman governor Festus, and also King Agrippa, who was king of the Jews at the time. And Paul was making his defense about Jesus and who he is. And Festus, the Roman governor, interrupted him and told Paul his much learning was driving him insane. Now listen to how Paul responded. He said, "I am not insane, most excellent Festus. The king is familiar with these things." What things? Well, the things about Jesus, his virgin birth, his life, his death, his resurrection. He says, the king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I am convinced that none of this has escaped his notice because it was not done in a corner. So Paul says to the Roman governor, "Hey, you don't have to worry about this. I am sure the king is aware of all of this because this was not done in secret in a corner somewhere. This is out there open to verification and investigation." And so it is, my friends, with our faith. Our faith, the events on which our faith is based, were not done in secret in a corner. They were done in open for the whole world to see. And so they can be verified. And we're going to talk about how they're verified by a physician and world-class historian by the name of Luke. You know, at the beginning of his gospel, Luke, whom Paul calls, Luke was for an extended period of time, probably many years, was a traveling companion with Paul the apostle. And in one of Paul's letters, his letter to the Colossians in chapter 4, verse 14, Paul refers to Luke as the beloved physician. And in his gospel, Luke states that he has, these are his words, carefully investigated the things about which he is writing. Now, what is he writing about? Well, he's writing the third gospel, which begins with the story and the birth of John the Baptist, and then the story and birth of Jesus, who was born 6 months later. And then the story is about Jesus, his life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection. And Luke says that he has carefully investigated that which he is writing about. Yes, we believe in inspiration. But inspiration does not mean that the biblical writer was somewhere in a room in a trance and his hand is being guided like a robot. No, it means that God superintended. God, by his Holy Spirit, exercised an overall superintendence of the writing of Scripture. He didn't make the people into robots. In fact, the different people's, the vocabulary of the different biblical writers, if you understand Greek,
In the New Testament, you can see a difference in the vocabulary of the different biblical writers. Because inspiration doesn't mean that God turned them into robots. No, it means that he exercised a superintendence over their writings, but utilizing their own skills and their own vocabulary in communicating the message that God wanted to communicate through them. And so this investigation that Luke speaks of included his utilization of eyewitness accounts of the events described. Now, Luke, who, by the way, gives the most extended and detailed account of the virgin birth of Jesus. Luke would have spent extended periods of time with Paul in Jerusalem and Judea and would have had opportunity to interview those who were closest to the event of the virgin birth, including Mary herself. Of all the Gospels, Luke gives the most detailed account of the nativity and mentions Mary 12 times more than any other biblical writer. He also gives special detailed attention to the birth of John the Baptist, and many see his detailed interest in the births of John the Baptist and Jesus to be a result of his training as a physician. Now, there's no reliable information on how long Mary lived, but some traditions say that she lived as much as 24 years or longer after the resurrection. So she was around and available for people to talk to her. And for someone who has been verified as a historian, someone like Luke would have talked to her and gotten the details firsthand from Mary about the virgin birth, about the appearance to her of the angel Gabriel, and all of those details that he gives in his gospel. And of course, the detail that Luke presents does indicate that he has derived his information from a primary source, either Mary herself or someone close to Mary, to whom Mary had relayed the intimate details of that wondrous event. Now, let me just talk to you about how modern science has confirmed Luke as a accurate historian. You see, at one time it was thought that Luke was mistaken concerning the events he portrayed surrounding the birth of Christ. For example, he talks about the Roman emperor putting forth this requirement of a census and everyone to return to their ancestral homes, which meant Joseph had to return to with Mary from Nazareth, 90 miles to Bethlehem. And so he gives details, even gives the name of the governorship, the governor of Syria at that time. And so modern critics have argued that there was no census and that everyone did not have to return to their ancestral home, as Luke says. They also pointed out that Josephus, a first century Jewish historian, had dated the governorship of Quirinius of Syria, whom Luke mentions, as beginning in AD 6, which is too late for the birth of Christ. Listen to this. In every case, however, modern archaeological discoveries have proved the critics to be wrong and Luke to be right. In the case of Quirinius, the Syrian government, it was found that he actually served two separate terms as governor. The first beginning around 7 BC, which fits perfectly with the time of Christ's birth. The late F.F. Bruce, one of the most respected of New Testament scholars, noted that where Luke has been suspected of inaccuracy by modern critics, archaeology, which is a science, and you know the archaeology is the science of excavating and uncovering these ancient cities and civilizations. Modern archaeology has again and again proven Luke to be right and the critics wrong. Isn't that amazing? Historians have also been impressed at how accurately Luke portrays the political regions of his day, the geography, the roadways, and various means of travel in the first century. Now, mistakes in these matters can be found in other ancient historians such as Tacitus, Strabo, and Josephus. And this is understandable. However, such mistakes are absent from Luke's account. The famous historian A.N. Sharon White carefully examined Luke's references to 32 countries, 54 cities, and 9 islands without finding a single mistake. Now, here's the point I want to make in closing. If Luke was this careful to get his facts right in matters unrelated to faith, in matters of geography and people and dates and roadways and means of travel, if he was this careful to get his facts right in all these matters, it is absolutely absurd to think that he was careless when it came to matters such as the virgin birth. With this in mind, we are infused with confidence when we remember his opening statement that he has carefully investigated everything he is writing about so that his readers can know, this is his words, the certainty of those things described. Here is this world-class historian and physician, and he wants to assure his readers that he has carefully investigated everything he's writing about so that they can know the certainty. My friends, if you have not already, why don't you take a step of faith into the light today and recognize that Jesus Christ is whom scriptures say that he is. He is God incarnate. He is the Messiah. He is the Son of the living God. He did live. He did die on a cross. He was raised from the dead. Step into the light today. Put your faith in him. Ah, you will never be the same. Oh, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. These episodes are being drawn from my little book, Christmas is for Real, available from Amazon and our website at eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.